This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today, we're listening to Issues on Appeal. Their description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts says, board certified appellate, I guess that's what it is. Looks like appellate, maybe. Specialist Dwayne Dacre interviews members of Florida's appellate community about timely and timeless issues of appellate practice and professionalism. If I didn't know any better, I'm thinking that Dwayne is trying to rank high for appellate. And here's the fun thing, Dwayne. Apple doesn't read your description. It only reads the name of the show, the name of the episode, and the author. Now, keep in mind, on the name of the podcast, that can only be the name of the podcast. So you can't say Issues on Appeal, appellate, legal stuff, keyword, 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 because that will get you kicked out. And likewise, you can't put author is Dwayne A. Dacre, appellate, 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 appellate. Their website is issuesonappeal.com. We're going to listen to episode 4 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this. And the voiceover starts right now.
Welcome to the Issues on Appeal podcast. I'm your host, Dwayne Dacre. This is episode 4, At the High Court. Thanks for joining me.
Cool.
As you know, this is a podcast that focuses on appellate issues and appellate practice in Florida in both the state and federal courts. And normally we do that through interviews with other lawyers, but this week is going to be a little bit different.
Nice.
I've had a lot of requests to talk about my recent visit to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wow.
My case was heard at oral argument last month, and I thought many of you would find it interesting.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have the opportunity to argue the case, but I did just about everything else.
Nice.
It was truly awesome.
Cool.
Now, I'm not an expert in this by any means. This is my first time through the entire process, including briefing on the merits and oral argument. I'm just sharing my experience as a first-timer at the court and through this process, but through the lens of an experienced appellate lawyer and somebody who was just fascinated with the whole process. But I didn't want to drone on about it, so I recruited a local appellate lawyer friend and podcast enthusiast, Jared Krukar. Jared is with DPW Legal here in Tampa and is a board-certified appellate specialist. Jared's interview of me, is coming up next. Jared, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
That was kind of weird.
You're an appellate lawyer here in Tampa and a big appellate geek like a lot of us with a lot of interest in the high court, so I wanted to have you here today. Before we get started, will you tell me a little bit about your appellate practice?
I'm with DPW Legal in Tampa Bay. We practice appellate law and intellectual property, and I handle most of the appeals there. Kind of all, any sort of civil appeal you can think of, we have probably seen it.
And I should mention that you are fairly newly certified by the Florida Bar as appellate specialist. I think just this past year, right, you obtained your certification, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Last year.
So this is kind of a special episode of the podcast. I say special because I think that I will do a little bit more of the talking on this episode than I normally do, but I needed someone to be a guest host, so I brought you in as someone who would have some interest in this to give me somebody to talk to about this subject.
I'm excited. I'm excited to commandeer the Issues on Appeal podcast for just 45 minutes or so. So let's go.
Yes, let's go.
There you go. So what do you want to know, Jared?
What do I want to know? Well, first, I think we need to introduce you if you are our guest speaker today.
No, we don't. We know him.
So, Dwayne, can you tell us a little bit about your practice?
Sure. I am a board-certified appellate specialist, too. I'm head up the appellate department at Shoemaker, Loop & Kendrick here in Tampa. I am sort of a generalist as it comes to handling appeals. Like a lot of us, we take whatever comes in the door that sounds like an appeal or feels like an appeal. obviously, because of the law firm, most of my practice is
okay. Civil, I want to know what it was like to go to the Supreme Court.
But I do some.
That's why I'm still here.
Injury appeals and just a lot of administrative law appeals. Anything that comes my way.
I'm bored.
It sounds like an appellate court. I'm in.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are similar that way. Much like your previous guests, in that it's exciting to be a procedural specialist where we can specialize in appeals of all sorts rather than a substantive area of law. So that's one of the great things about our practice.
It definitely is. It gets us to do a lot of different things.
Okay, I really want to hear about the Supreme Court.
Of the appellate process. And
the next question better be about the Supreme Court.
And understanding the processes and the persuasion and the communication. All advocacy is the same in some respects, but appellate advocacy, it all shares some common skills and common, thought processes that are very interesting to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what brings me here today to interview you is that you recently had a trip to...
We know this already.
Very often.
Yeah, my first trip to the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so tell us, not about the facts of the case, of course, but what brought you there? What kind of case did you have that brought you all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Okay, the triple intro, I think it was at this point, is what made me give you the buzzer there. Holy cow. First of all, intro, perfect. Great. I love the high energy, love the production. I know what the show's about. Then we get to this whole thing about, wow, I got to go to the Supreme Court. Great. Then you introduce your co-host. And okay, fine. And then he's going to introduce you, who's going to introduce the fact that you're going to the Supreme Court, who's then going to later tell you that you went to the Supreme Court. No, I want to know about the Supreme Court. Get to that. The other thing is, and this is only because I listen through the ears of a podcaster, you have a slightly aggressive noise gate at the beginning of this where you're just talking, where it's weird because we go from that where if you make any kind of mouth noise, it opens up the noise gate. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's not set high enough because I think you did something like, I'm trying to make a mouth noise. See, my noise gate cuts mine out, but it made it noticeable. Where the second part, you guys are talking in an office somewhere with an air conditioning running in the back. And I actually appreciated the fact that you did noise gate that out because that would have been really, really obvious. And it was okay. The audio was okay. Yes, there was a definite noise in the back, but it was listenable. It was just like, hey, can we get back to that? I want to know what it's like to go to the Supreme Court. And instead, you're going to introduce the introduction of the dude who's doing it. And look, it's your audience. I'm pretty sure we know who you are. Do we really need to hear your bio somewhere in the past 14 episodes? You should have kind of said who you are, something like that. I thought that was kind of interesting. So I would just say it's like this, okay? Can we kind of take this into an adult nature? Let's say there's something you really like to do when you are getting horizontal with someone and they look at you and they go, you know that thing you like? And you go, yeah. And they go, I'm going to do that to you. And you go, all right. And they go, right after I kiss your shoulder, and then I'm going to massage your elbow. And you're like, no, it's good. It's like, and then I'm going to do this little piggy on your hand, both of them. And you're like, no, it's okay. We can just do the thing. And then I'm going to rub your earlobe. And you're like, no, really? Can we just get to the thing? Don't tease somebody and then go, and I'll get to that right after I introduce you. And then I'm going to introduce you again. And then I'm going to tell you I went to the Supreme Court. And then I'm going to tell you I went to the Supreme Court. Get to the stuff. You did a great job on the intro of setting this up. And then there was a thing where you actually did a little behind the sausage making thing where it was like, oh, I'm going to bring this guy on because he's this and he's that and he's a good friend. And I'm like, really, you could have just said, I'm bringing on another lawyer who also does this and likes podcast. His name is such and such. His website is such and such. Boom. But I don't really, you guys went into the whole thing of like, hey, let's talk about why I'm here and why you're there. And it's like, no, let's just talk about the Supreme Court. I think you get my point now. But other than that, it was a great, the audio was okay. The audio at the beginning was great. Like I said, there's a little issue with your noise gate. Your website makes it impossible, by the way, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts. From my first, when I go here, I'm gonna normally we don't do this on the show. I'm clicking on an episode. The only subscribe option you have is an RSS feed, and that's going to confuse people. And it's all about the subscribers. Forget ratings and reviews. You want subscribers, and there's no way to do that on your website. So keep that in mind. And if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, where I will give you, as you heard, an honest first impression. And I tell you what you're doing good. I tell you what you're doing not so good. And send you on your way. If you want a full review of your entire podcast, we've been doing a bunch of these, or podcastreviewshow.com. That's myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. Check that out, podcastreviewshow.com. New episodes are coming out on a regular basis now. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.